Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Pastor Joel Sickler, and I trust that you'll be blessed as we worship the Lord together.
Dare to run with our eyes fixed on Jesus, following the footsteps of the one who's gone before us. Dare to run in the power of His Spirit, called to be victors in a race already won. Dare to run. We must have our Savior's vision, compassion for the lost, courage for the future, love at any cost. Jesus, following the footsteps of the one who's gone before us. Dare to run in the power of His Spirit, called to be victors in a race already won. Dare to run.
Ira Stamphill was born in Bellevue, New Mexico in 1914. He wrote more than 550 songs, the most popular of which are Mansion Over the Hilltop, Room at the Cross, and of course, Happiness is the Lord. You know, on any number of occasions, the Lord has given a song to a songwriter when he or she least expects it. And for Ira Stamphill, such was the case one afternoon in 1974 as he left the church office where he pastored in Fort Worth, Texas. The car radio was on, and as he rode along, he listened to some commercial programs. That some were sponsored by establishments that advertised their happy hour and their alcoholic beverages. He also heard cigarettes being advertised in terms of how they, too, could bring a person happiness. The word happiness was used several times in the ads, and he stopped to think that happiness does not come with these things, but true happiness comes with knowing Christ. And as he thought about this, it took over his mind, and he began to sing. He sang a new song, composing words and melody as he drove along. He said he sang it almost as it is published today. Happiness is to know the Savior, living a life within His favor, having a change in my behavior. Happiness is the Lord. My friend, this morning, if you know Jesus as Lord and Savior, you know what true happiness is inside. It's not connected with what's happening outside, but there can be a well of happiness and joy, peace and contentment that comes springing up within. I trust that you'll be able to stay with us today and enjoy this program.
If there ever were dreams that were lofty and noble, they were my dreams at the start. And the hopes for life's best were the hopes that I harbor down deep in my heart. But my dreams turn to ashes, my castles all crumbled, my fortune turned to dust. So I wrap them all up in the rags of my life, and I laid them at his cross, and he made
something beautiful, something good. All my confusion
Let's look to the Lord in prayer today. Lord, we thank you that you are the God that can make such a change in our life, to take what was broken, messed up, and ruined, and make it beautiful, full of joy, full of happiness once again. Dear Jesus, you see the needs for each one that's listening this morning. I pray that they would turn to you and find you to be the answer for their needs, the hope, the help of all who seek you. Lord Jesus, on this Lord's Day, help us to praise you and give you the worship that you deserve. I pray that you would just meet with us in our services today. Would you guide and direct? We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
It all starts with just one voice that takes a stand, that makes a choice to live for God and not hesitate to tell the world about amazing grace. One day that seed somehow breaks through. Where there was one, there now stands two. And soon another takes his stand, a ray of hope that spreads across the land, across the mountains, across the sea. Soon others join in harmony. a spark that sets the world aflame. But let me reach the lost and lone to tell of joy and hope where hope is gone. Go reach the world, touch one more.
Listening to Missionary Echoes. This program is an outreach of the God's Missionary Church at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. If you don't have a church family, I invite you to join us each Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school, 10:30 for a morning worship service, and 6 o'clock p.m. for an evening worship service. On Wednesday nights, we have a prayer and praise service at 7 o'clock p.m. Now, 2024 marks the 75th anniversary for our church, and this weekend we've been celebrating what God has done. I invite you to join us Friday and Saturday, August 30th and 31st at 7 o'clock p.m., and then Sunday morning at 10:30 for a worship service, and then Sunday afternoon at 2:30 for a special time of memories and sharing. Reverend Andy Cooley and the Mason family will be sharing in ministry this weekend. We give God praise for His blessing and His work among us. And I hope you'll be able to join us in person for our services, but if not, you can always go to LebanonGMC.com, where you can watch live broadcasts of the services, find out about upcoming events, and even share prayer requests with us. That's LebanonGMC.com.
Amidst this hustling, clamoring world, sometimes it's hard to hear the voice of God speaking to my soul. But in my quiet time alone, when I approach His holy throne, His tender words fall gently on my ear.
Be still, sweet, I know His voice. Sweeter sound never heard by mortal ear. And to think that God, by His own choice, would speak to me, it makes me rejoice. He still speaks.
Still doubt that God can speak today. They laugh and mock when we say we've heard from God. Oh, but the still small voice of God is heard above the doubters of this world. His timeless words ring out with hope today.
Once again, we're reaching back into our archives and sharing a message from Reverend Barry Arnold, who just recently entered his eternal reward. Also, at the end of this message, you'll hear just a brief comment from Pastor Dwight Rhine, who shared in many of these broadcasts. I trust that God will use this message from Brother Arnold to speak to you today.
The title of my message today is The Scarlet Thread. For our thought, we go to the Old Testament, to the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 2 and verse 18, we read these words, "Thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window." This command was given to Rahab, who was a harlot in the city of Jericho. The Israelites were about to cross the river Jordan and claim the land of milk and honey, which God had promised to them, the land of Canaan. Joshua, their captain, sent out two men to secretly spy out the land and take a look at the strong walls of the city of Jericho. But the king of Jericho discovered these men were in the city, and he sought to get them and no doubt kill them. But Rahab, this harlot, saved their lives by hiding them under stalks of flax on the roof of her house, which was on the city wall. After nightfall, she let them down through the window by a cord, a scarlet cord, for her house was upon the town wall. The gates of Jericho were shut by night. They could not escape through the gates, and where others would see them. So she let them down outside the wall so that they could escape to the mountains and be safe. Now we'd have to say of this woman of ill repute that she performed a notable deed for God's chosen people when she let these men down over the wall and out of the city. After saving them from the king's henchmen, and before they left the city of Jericho, she made this request. Here it is recorded in the scriptures. She said, "I know that the Lord hath given you the land, for we have heard how the Lord dried up the waters of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt. The Lord your God, he is God. I pray you, show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token. Save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all they have, and deliver our lives from death." You see, she knew that destruction was coming for the wicked city of Jericho. Of course, like everyone else, she desired to live. So she requested that she should be spared and also her family. And I want you to notice that even in that ancient day, God had a plan of deliverance. God always has a way out. The spies gave Rahab the harlot this command, which gave to her a ray of hope. He said, "Thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window, which thou didst let us down by, and bring all thy father's household home unto thee." So the house with the scarlet thread in the window was to be a shelter, a place of safety for Rahab and her family. To be inside the doors meant life. To be outside meant death. You see, she was given a simple plan of salvation that called for two things. It called for faith and obedience. First of all, she must believe what they told her, and then do what they said. Put the scarlet thread in the window and get the family into her house. You see, James takes this up in the New Testament. James 2:26, where he says, "Faith without works is dead." Did she believe? She surely did. How do we know? Because she obeyed. She put her faith into practice. We read in Joshua 2:21, "And she said, according to your word, so be it. And she sent them away, and she bound the scarlet line in the window." There's a popular teaching abroad in the land today that you don't need to do anything to be saved from eternal destruction. The idea is grace plus nothing. It is true, good works never get anyone to heaven. They save no one. Grace is our hope. But we are saved by faith, and if that faith is genuine, it will issue in obedience, obedience to the revealed will of God. When one truly believes unto salvation, there will be a marked difference in that life. We will not continue to live the same old life and be saved without any effort or sincerity on our part. You can see her faith, and you can see not only her faith, but her obedience in action. By faith, she accepted the command given to her by the spies. By faith, she bound the scarlet thread in the window. By faith, she brought her family into the house. She knew the wicked city of Jericho was ripe for judgment. The scarlet thread in the window silenced her fears and brought great hope for the future. Now, is not that scarlet thread in the window a type of the blood of Jesus, which by faith is applied to our hearts? You see, within the house was a shelter. It was because of the scarlet thread. It was not her character that saved her, for she had been an immoral woman. It was not her nationality. She was a Gentile and outside the covenant. It was not her creed. She was, at least until now, no doubt an idol worshiper. Idolatrous worship often went along with the kind of life she lived, and it was not her works. She was a woman of the street. But it was her faith and obedience in the plan of salvation that changed the whole scene and changed her life and her destiny. Let me remind you today, we had better acknowledge the facts. This old world is ripe for judgment. Our nation is in serious trouble. We are no more worthy of being saved than was Rahab the harlot of old. But God has made provision for us as he did for them. Jesus' blood was shed on the cross. That scarlet thread was given. And in his blood we have a shelter in which we can find refuge. The question today is this. Is the scarlet thread of Christ's blood in the window of your soul? Judgment surely came, as it always will. We read in Joshua 6, the wall fell down flat. They utterly destroyed all that was in the city. They burned the city with fire. But what about Rahab? We read, and Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household and all that she had. She was saved and safe because her faith and obedience was in what she was told by the leaders, the people of God. James picks this up in James chapter 2, where he said, ye see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. And then he talks about Rahab. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and sent them out another way. So faith without works is dead. Hebrews 11, by faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. You know, when I turn to Hebrews chapter 11, I'm not surprised to find in that great faith chapter names like Abraham, Moses, and Joshua. But when I find this Gentile woman there, think about the life that she lived. It's nothing but a miracle of God. Today, we can be saved. Today we can have hope because Jesus shed his blood, and in that blood we can find a shelter.
Thank you, Pastor Arnold, for the message today, and thank you for joining with us here on Missionary Echoes. Missionary Echoes comes to you from the God's Missionary Church, 2127 Hill Street, here in Lebanon. If you've enjoyed the radio broadcast today, would you tell others so they too can join with us when we will worship the Lord again next week?